Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
We're back. It's 12 after.
First thing you do when you get
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm excited about having Ramon Ray as our new friend. Ramon is a technology evangelist. He's a speaker and author of hundreds of articles on technology and small business. He's the editor of smallbiztechnology.com, and he's the author of a brand new book out that's published by Emicom. It's going to become, I predict, a very important book for small businesses. It's called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He's our new friend. Ramon, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you very much for having me. I'm excited, and I look forward. Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
I appreciate that. It took a few months to write, but it was a fun, another learning experience for me.
It was like having a child, isn't it,
when you birth
these books. And congratulations. I'm real proud of you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about small business and technology. You know,
sure.
I think you probably heard me as I was introducing you earlier in the hour. That, I love technology, but sometimes I also hate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And as a technology expert, I'm sure you've seen that before.
Absolutely. I mean, you find sometimes you're working with technology, and I've been working on it for, 15, 16 or more years, and when that printer doesn't print, that's when you begin to say, you know what, technology today is not working. And the key is finding a solution for that. I guess that's where the small business owner comes into a little panic there. Not knowing what to do.
Well, and this is something, one of the things that I see happening out there, Ramon, in the marketplace is as more and more of us are embracing technology, and we certainly are here in my organization,
right.
Have been now for a long time. If it weren't for the new technology capability we have, I wouldn't be talking to my audience right now.
Absolutely.
But the thing is that at the same time, the more I become dependent upon it, the more sophisticated my systems become. And I found that my system sophistication has clearly outgrown the owner's ability to keep up with it, and so I have to have help. I need a techie. And one of the things that I like about what you say is, what do you do when you need a techie and you're the techie?
Right. I think the thing there, Jim, is that you go to any business conference or you sit down with a business expert and they'll say, "Do you have your lawyer?" Yes, by all means, every business should have a lawyer. Every business should have an accountant. But you rarely hear in that conversation, do you have on a Rolodex at a phone call away an objective technology expert? And I think that is one of the things that can help in those situations. I mean, the smaller you are, of course, you can't afford like IBM to have 20,000 consultants at your beck and call. But the same way that you can probably call up a good lawyer, a good accountant, you should have nearby one or two guys or gals who are experts in technology and who know your business.
And more,
that's when they come into play.
And more, most marketplaces have people like that, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's imperative because, as you said, you cannot grow your business effectively. Competition's out there. Customers are expecting more. Technology, I think, is what will bridge that gap between those who grow and those who kind of stay the same, stay where they are in their business.
Would you agree with me, Ramon, that most people know how to load a printer driver? Most people know how to upgrade their browser. Most people know how to buy a computer and take it out of the box and crank it up. Most of that stuff is fairly idiot-proof. But one of the areas that's really becoming that there's becoming a great need for help with is networking.
Absolutely, an excellent point. I mean, because I think the thing that happens is that you have one computer. The directions are easily there nowadays. It says do this, click here, click there. But when it comes to networking computers, since it involves so many different components, and then you can decide, by the way, if you want to go wireless networking or wired networking, that's a whole other ballgame. And then you have the security aspects.
Right.
You have three computers together, but how do you know if someone's not hacking into your computer over your
that's
DSL
right.
or cable or other line? So absolutely, it's not just where you can just slap things together and hope for the best, because that's where then, as we've seen in past days, these viruses are rampant, where you can get yourself in trouble.
And my organization, we have wired and wireless.
Exactly. And you have to bring the two together.
And the thing is, Ramon, I had to make this decision. Folks, I recommend this to most small business owners, too. I recommend that you think about it like this, too. I had to make a conscious decision a few years ago that I was not going to become my company's technology expert. See, I actually could have been that, and I actually would have liked that. In other words, it's the challenge of learning these things, the ability to understand. I could have done it. I could have learned HTML. I could have done my own website, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I made a conscious decision to stay out of that because I knew that the farther I wandered off into that tangent, the less I would be focusing on the future of my business.
Exactly. And I think, Jim, a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but I think there's many business owners that don't do that. They get frustrated with either the cost involved or they just want to learn and think they can do it all. But if they lose sight of the fact that I like to say often that technology is only a tool. And
that's right.
when your sink is leaking, you call a plumber. When your roof caves in, you call the experts to do that. Of course, some things we can do, as you said, some things you can do. But overall, it's best for the business owner to concentrate on what they do best. If they sell flowers and they're the best flower retailer in Michigan, God bless them, do it. Mm-hmm. But when your server fails or when you need backup solutions, when you need security, it's best to call for an expert.
As my grandmother would say, stick to your knitting.
Exactly.
Stick to your knitting. Whatever it is that you're the best at, that you do, that are your core competencies. Stick to those things, and let other people do their core competencies.
And that's a real
growth decision, though, isn't it, for a lot of small business
right.
owners? It's really a significant moment in time in a small business when we say, okay, you know what, I need to hire a professional to take care of my technology.
That's maturity, if you will.
Yeah, it is. It's a
maturity level.
Ramon, I want to talk about making sure that we don't technologize. I love this term that you in your book. You say don't technologize bad practices.
Right, right.
And I really like the way you say that. And we got about a half a minute before we go to
sure.
a break. Get us started on that.
What that comes out is, if you have a business and you're losing invoices, customers are complaining, things are not going right, don't think that you can just slap technology onto it and say, you know what, problem solved. Amazon.com is an example. They have a smooth operation in the back end, and they added technology to something that was already great. If you're doing something bad, if the process you're doing is not working right, adding technology is just going to make that process much worse.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, Ramon's book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. It's published by Amicon. It's available wherever books are sold, right, Ramon?
I believe so, and if not, it's barnesandnobles.com or amazon.com.
And, of course, as we all know, folks, everybody loves Ramon. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We got more to come with our new friend, Ramon Ray, the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses.
It's getting near dawn. When nights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Ramon Ray is our guest and our new friend. Ray, have you given us your, I think you gave us your, I think I mentioned your website earlier, but I want
yeah,
you to give
so.
It to us again, please.
Sure. Smallbiztechnology.com. And there they'll find articles on technology, how to use it practically to grow their business.
And it's all free, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right. Now, what about any kind of an e-zine or a newsletter or anything? You got anything like
yeah,
that?
Well, yeah, I have a newsletter, Small Business Technology Report, which is also available at smallbiztechnology.com. Your audience will see it right there when they go there.
Okay.
And basically that, once every 2 weeks or so, I don't like to do daily things all the time because I think
right.
it clutters people's mailboxes.
All right. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Ramon, let's go back and talk about not technologizing bad practices.
Sure.
I really like the way you said that, because the reason I think that that's an important topic for today is because so many businesses, traditional, you know, Main Street businesses, mm-hmm. are in the process of converting from bricks and mortar to having a clicks and mortar component. They're adding the online component to their model, their business model. They're not abandoning the one brung them to the dance. They're just adding this new component, and what they're finding out, the smart ones are finding out, is, you know what, I got some I like to think of it as the dirty shoes syndrome. Have you ever gone to get a new suit? You know, you never You know, when you go buy a new suit and you put it on, your shoes, the shoes you wore in always look bad.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so if you buy a new suit, you're going to want a new shoes too. And so, you know, when you try to go from the traditional marketplace to the online marketplace, sometimes our old practices just don't look right. And
absolutely.
We need to make sure we don't perpetuate. They're telling us something, aren't they?
Right. I think the thing is because that when you're online, when you're moving online, it's a whole different world than being offline. Now, you still have to have customer service. You still have to be friendly. You still have to respond to your customers. But the thing that happens is if you have a website and you're selling, say, rollerblades or cell phones, whatever it is, if you get 5,000 new customers, you can't handle them the same way you did when one or two, an hour or whatever it may be, walked into your retail store.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you have systems in place that can handle that. Because, of course, as you know, online, you're only one click away from your next competitor.
Right.
So, you know, very important that a business owner sit down, and even on paper, I would say, think and analyze, can we do this? How should we do this? What can we reasonably handle? And then even, I would say, how can we use technology to do more with less? That's another aspect of it also.
Exactly. And if you've got what winds up being a bad practice in your traditional operation, don't make sure that you don't perpetuate that in the online operation. But
exactly.
But even so, start the new system in the online component, and then let it migrate its way back into the traditional marketplace.
Absolutely.
The traditional operation. Ramon, let's talk about return on investment. What's the best way to look at return on investment when we buy technology?
I think the thing what a business owner has to realize is that if I'm buying this technology solution, one, is it something that I need? Two, is it going to help myself, my customers, my partners? Is it going to do something realistically important for my business? Three, a business owner should understand it doesn't have to be a real dollar value immediately. Let's say it's something that just enhances communication. You have a salesperson in the West Coast, a salesperson in the East Coast. Is this tool going to bring them together? If that's your goal, your return on investment is met.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've done before, if you want a new database tool, let's say, on your website, a way to let customers interact with you, you spend $3,000 and realize you're not using it or your customers don't like it.
Right.
You've just wasted your money. So
and
it's
also,
important to...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so it's important to really critically think, how is this technology going to be used?
Well, and also, you know, I mentioned something earlier. I don't know if you heard me, but I mentioned this concept of shelfware.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any shelfware, Ramon? I have.
I didn't hear your intro there, but I think we all have some shelfware that we have and we can, go around.
I've got stuff that I thought would be really cool.
Absolutely.
And I bought it, and either I don't know how to install it, or it turns out it's not as cool as I thought it was, but yet I still own it.
And one thing you can do with that is donate it. I mean, not all the things are appropriate for that, but there's a lot of organizations, you know, that'll take some old software.
But the bigger issue is, folks, we've only got so much, you know, every nickel of our capital, Ramon, as you know, as a small business owner yourself, every nickel of our capital is precious.
Absolutely.
So make sure that, in this day and time, we really shouldn't have any shelfware like that. Now we get back to having somebody help us. Ramon, I don't buy too much stuff without checking with the technical experts who are available to me. And you know what they'll say? They'll say, you know what? That was a good product about 6 months ago, but there's a new one out there right now. It amazes me how many different products my techies know about.
And it can be very confusing. I mean, as you said, Jim, I think that the important thing is not to have too much. And that's why I think it's very important at the beginning of the game to have a reliable person you can go to and say, listen, I read up on this. I spent a few hours over coffee and a donut. I think I'm ready to buy. What do you recommend?
Mm-hmm.
And they may shoot the whole idea down and say, wait a minute, this is not really for you. You should get product A or product B.
And that helps you avoid a bunch of shelfware.
Exactly. And wasted and having more than you need. And also one tip is if you have too much, especially on your computer, it can decrease your performance.
Right. Well said. Hey, Ramon, this has been fun. Will you come back again another day?
I will. I'd love to do it. Thank you very much, Jim.
You got a lot of good, important stuff that we need to mine out of Ramon Ray's mind. And we're going to do that in the future. Technology Solutions for growing businesses wherever books are sold. Thanks, Ramon. We'll see you next
time. Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Quick break. Right back with John Danielson. Important stuff to come after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.